Thank you, class. That will be all. Don't forget about your essays that are due at the end of next week. And please, have a safe and fun holiday weekend. If you could stay behind, I have some matters I'd like to discuss with you once everyone is gone. It looks like some of your hair has fallen out of place. Let me just push that back behind your ear. There. Much better. What am I going to do with you, young man? Oh, you don't understand? Well, let me remind you. We had a test yesterday. You passed, and almost all of your answers were correct. Don't celebrate just yet. You cheated. Yes, you did. Don't deny it. It may not be precisely true, but it is what will be believed. You're confused. Well, let me help clear things up. I'm going to report that you cheated on this test and show how your answers correlate with an old key that was stolen from me last week. The administration will investigate you and find out that last year you were caught copying from a friend's tests. So they'll believe me, and you will be expelled. I'm glad you see the gravity of your situation. I've always found you to be a very quick learner, and rather handsome, if you don't mind me saying. Oh, your shirt's become untucked. Let me just fix that. There. Isn't that better? Don't step away from me when I'm touching you. Ever. Not if you want to graduate. So, are we in agreement that expulsion is not a preferable result? That leaves your life ruined and me unfulfilled. Good. I can appreciate a boy with sound judgment. Oh, let me just lean in and fix that collar. Fortunately, I have a solution for our little dilemma. Would you like to hear it? You're going to do whatever I want to do, however I want you to do it. You're going to be my good little slut. Understood? Excellent. And look at that erection. It's so clearly visible through your slacks. You must secretly want this very much. Relax, my sweet, darling boy. I just want you to understand what was going to happen. Now that you've agreed, I'll be sure to make you feel very good. Just because you don't have a choice doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. Take your cock out. Don't hesitate. Unzip and pull it out for me. Very nice. You're turning red. But you have nothing to be ashamed of. It's quite nice. Beautiful and hard, in fact. Stroke it for me. Like you would at home. There's lotion on my desk. Come now. You can do better than that. You have a very appreciative audience. That's more like it. Now, let me take over for you. Such a nice moan. I like it when my little slut moans for me like that. Good boy. So while we both enjoy this, tell me, who do you think of when you masturbate? Don't worry. There are no wrong answers here. Oh, I see. That explains why you sit behind her. Confidentially, I must tell you that you have excellent taste. I've seen her nude, and she really is quite something. Oh, that shocked look. You are precious. Yes, since it's just us, I feel comfortable telling you that she was caught misbehaving as well. although I didn't have to make up anything in her case. She was very desperate to please the naughty girl. Anything to avoid expulsion. Did your cock twitch when I told you that? Oh, my dirty little slut. You know my teaching style. I love the carrot and the stick. If you're a good boy and please me today, maybe I could arrange a special study session with her. Some advanced tutoring for two of my favorite students. You could be in charge and she could do anything you want. No matter how depraved, something to consider. Well, that felt nice, didn't it? But it's time to give a little something back now. You've made your teacher so wet, you dirty little slut. Here, let me just sit on the edge of the desk and lift these prudish skirts and take off these lacy little panties. And I'll just prop my legs here on these desks so I'm completely open to you. There. You can see me quite well now, can't you? I'm simply oozing with anticipation. I'm going to touch myself while we have a little nice chat. Do not touch your cock under any circumstances. Do you understand me? Good. Oh, there's something about a young cock. It does something to me. Especially when it's attached to such a worthless young man. You really do have nothing else of value to add, do you? Forgettable appearance. Disgustingly fawning personality. Slightly better than average grades. No sports. No clubs. Few friends. Oh, are they really even your friends? Or is it pity that keeps them around? Pity for such a sad, empty little slut. Don't get so upset. I'm simply doing my job and educating you. Wait, did your parents get a divorce? Oh, is that it? Is that why your mother left you? Did she realize how much of an awful little slut she raised? Someone who will end up being used and left by every lover he ever has. Oh, no value whatsoever. Did Mommy make sure that you learned that lesson well before she ran off? Oh, and started giving it away to anyone. Anyone who would buy her painkillers. Oh, are you angry? What precisely are you going to do about it? There is a way to both prove your worth and shut me up. Maybe you could punish me with your cock. Rate me like I deserve right here on my desk. Or was I right about you? Are you just a sad little boy who everyone leaves? Oh, fuck. God, that's it. Hurt me. Punish me. Show me your rage. Oh, God, you have so much of it. Fuck. God. Oh, you're hurting me. Yes. Oh, fuck. Harder. Harder, you useless fucking slut. Yes. That's it. Oh, flip me around. And bend me. Oh, over my own desk. Grab my hair and push me into the hard metal just like that. Fucking show me, you amazing boy. Show me how you want your teacher. Fuck. Oh, God. I'm so close. Don't stop. Don't pull out. Give me all of your cum. Oh, give it to me. Yes. Yes. That's it. Slam into me, boy. Slam into me until you fucking explode. Oh, come on, you worthless slut. Come for me. Oh, come inside me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. That was amazing. Oh, come here. Don't cry. Shh. Come here. Let me hold you. You did so well for your first time. Yes, you did. What a good boy you've been for me today. And it felt so nice coming inside your teacher, didn't it? I'm so happy you gave your teacher your virginity like a good boy should. Yeah, we can stay here for a while. Just like this. No one will see us, and no one will know. About that. One more tiny piece of business. As such a smart, good boy, like you must realize, you can't possibly tell anyone about what we just did. Why, then I'd have to just burst into tears and show everyone the bruises on my legs and ass. And inside me. And your cum dripping out of me. And then I would tell them all about how I confronted you about cheating. And you simply lost your mind and raped me on my own desk. And will they believe you? Or the poor, sobbing, injured public servant that just wanted to forget about the whole thing? Good. I'm glad we're clear. Now lie back in my arms, and I'll tell you about the tutoring I do on Saturdays. I think you will really come to enjoy it.